Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
All right, so today we're going to head back over to TikTok, where we know all of the most compelling content can be found. And the thing on TikTok, there are a lot of different subcultures, different groups of people that have found community, they've found a place where they can express themselves. And often this is a very bad thing, because these are groups of people that we should not hear from. We shouldn't even know they exist. And unfortunately, the internet gives them a megaphone to announce their existence to the world. And so today we're going to look at the group who call themselves stay-at-home husbands, or even apparently some of them refer to themselves as house husbands. So these are the men who are defying gender norms by staying home while their wives work. And so these are basically, this is like if you want to be a eunuch, but you don't want to go through the surgery. This is a non-surgical strategy to become a eunuch, is what all these guys are. So we'll start with, I'm told this is like the original. This is one of the original house husbands on TikTok who got this whole trend going.
I like the original much better. Oh my God.
He didn't start the trend of being a house husband. He started the trend of them all talking about what they do during the day or don't do during the day, because they don't do much of anything. But anyway, let's watch the first video.
Sorry, tough guys. It's part two of a day in the life of a stay-at-home husband. When I say check your misogyny at the door, I mean it. It's the weekend, so you know I gotta let my queen sleep in, so I make her some pancakes. She likes them with chocolate chippies in them. On Sundays we strip, the sheets, and then I load the dishwasher. Next I borrow my wife's credit card and I go get some groceries. I check those eggs. I check out, make my way home, and put the groceries away. The fridge organized with all her favorite drinks and snacks, and then I take the trash out to where the men go. Don't strain yourself, queen. You work too hard. You know the drill. Follow to end the patriarchy.
So that video was, this video I think is a couple years old now. So they're probably already divorced. But if they're not, they will be soon. Because that's the thing about your wife needs to be able to respect you. And in a marriage, that's something that they need that more than they need someone making pancakes for them in the morning. So from the wife's perspective, she might enjoy that. She wakes up to pancakes. She doesn't enjoy the fact that she has a husband who uses the phrase chocolate chippies.
Chocolate chippies.
But she likes the pancakes. She likes all that. This is someone who's like her little manservant going around and doing all these things.
It's about time you got here.
And so on the surface level, she might enjoy that she has that. But underneath that surface is bubbling resentment and a total lack of respect. The fact is that she doesn't respect you, because there might be women who are selfish and materialistic and all that. And so they like the idea of just having a servant rather than an actual husband and a leader in the home. So they try to talk themselves out of that, but they can't, because it's an innate biological impulse. And they might not even be fully conscious of the fact that respect and admiration for your spouse, these things are necessary. But it still is a need that is not being fulfilled by that guy. So if you're not doing that, she won't respect you, and that's when the marriage will fall apart. And I suspect, I haven't seen these other videos, but I suspect that that's going to be a theme that we find in a lot of these. Have you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. To actually stop people from monitoring your online activity, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times that you've used Wi-Fi, coffee shop, hotel, friend's house, anywhere out in public. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit can be logged by the admin of that network. That's still true even if you're in incognito mode. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity stays private. ExpressVPN works on all your devices and is super easy to use. The app has one button, you tap it to connect, and your browsing activity is secure. Stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/walshyt. Use my link at expressvpn.com/walshyt to get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/walshyt. YT. Let's go to the next one.
Day one of being a stay-at-home husband. Made us some tea and cuddled on the couch. And then I started to pack her lunch before she went to work with all her favorite foods. Snuck in a love note, drove her to work, came back to a mess, proof of me cleaning the mess, juice break, put away some leftovers from the night before, starting to unpack.
All right, okay, stop. Of course, this is the kind of guy who takes a juice break and drinks it with a straw in his own house.
My sensors indicate that you are indeed a weenie.
That's already enough of a problem. You know what? I didn't need to see any of the rest. You could have just shown me that part. You could have shown me juice break and he's sitting there in his own house by himself drinking with a straw. Who pulls out a straw? What kind of man pulls out a straw? Do you have like a stash of straws somewhere in your pantry? And you want to drink some juice, so you go and you take a straw. You could have just showed me that, and I would have known the rest of this already. The fact that he's a house husband would not. I would have already known that. He says that he does pack her all of her favorite foods for lunch when she goes to work. And I'm not trying to be rude when I say this, but maybe don't pack her all of her favorite foods. You know, maybe only a couple of them, maybe one, maybe none, might help her out, You know, I'm already noticing a trend in just these first two. Let's watch one more and we'll see before I say what the trend is. It's very subtle.
Welcome to a day in my life as a stay-at-home husband. Because Lucy booked an off-Broadway show, she's currently working 2 full-time jobs. I think it's time to start pulling my weight around here. I started off the morning by making my wife's favorite breakfast, a chocolate smoothie with plenty of spinach, and a bagel with butter and honey. After breakfast, I took out the trash, changed our flights for Christmas, and headed to the grocery store. I got plenty of groceries for the week, and our grand total from TJ's was $143.19. After putting the food away and getting some work done on my computer, I headed to the gym. After the gym, I grabbed some coffee with a friend, and wow, where has the day gone? Because the sun's already going down. Once I got home, I meal prepped for Lucy's lunches for the next couple of days. I made salmon bowls with rice, broccoli, and sriracha mayo. After meal prepping, I cleaned our whole apartment, scrubbing our bathroom, vacuuming the floors, and mopping as well. Once Lucy got home, I had a little surprise for her, fresh flowers, her favorite sweet treat, and a little handwritten note too. I'm so proud of this girl and all that she's accomplishing right now. So anything I can do to support her living her dreams makes me so happy.
She is so not into this guy at all, you could tell. Here's the trend though, here's the common thread. You notice something? There are no kids. There are no kids in the picture. So these are not even stay-at-home dads. These are stay-at-home husbands. Why can't you go work also? Even if you were to decide that, we want to bring down the patriarchy, and so we don't want to have the wife stay home with the kids, God forbid, you know, you fulfill that need that children have to be around their mothers. We don't want to do that. Well, there are no children. So what are you doing all day? Here's the thing. If this was like flipped around, I would still have an issue, actually, if it was the wife who was staying home doing nothing all day when there are no kids in the picture. Now, I fully believe being a stay-at-home mom when you're taking care of kids, and my wife's a stay-at-home mom, and there's more than enough to do during the day, and that is a very important, it's not a job, okay? It's not a job. A job is like a 9-to-5, you punch in, you punch out, you get a paycheck. It is work, though, okay? Not all work is a job. And so that's very important work, to be a stay-at-home mom. There are no kids, though. You should be doing something else with it. Like, yeah, you might as well go out. You should have a job if there are no kids. You should be contributing to the household that way. Because there's just no kids in the house? How much cleaning could there possibly be? You have nothing to do all day, every single day. That's not really acceptable for for a woman or a man. You should be you should have work to do. Everyone should be doing some kind of work during the day. So that's what makes this all the worse. There's not even any kids. See, I thought we were going to see a bunch of stay-at-home dads. We don't even have that.
They don't even have
dads. All right, let's watch one more.
Welcome to a day in my life as a 26-year-old breadwinner. You may have seen my stay-at-home husband's videos, so this is my day. I am an actress in New York City, and I also work remotely full-time as an executive assistant. I woke up at 6:30, and I made my iced latte the night before because I knew that future Lucy would be so grateful. I promise this isn't a hickey. It's just a curling iron burn. I finished getting ready. I grabbed my little bagel and an apple. Then I headed down to the Actors Equity Building for the audition at 7 a.m. I signed in and was shockingly number 2 on the list. This was my outfit. I still had a good hour or so to have some devotional time. I worked for about 3 hours in the waiting room, and then at noon, they called my name and put me in the next group. The audition went great. I headed home and got an exciting self-tape request for an absolute dream role. Chandler made me some lunch.
What's the guy's name? My work day. Chandler?
I had to take a musical theater dance class with one of my best friends. While I answered a few work emails, Chandler made this delicious cookie skillet.
Of course his name is Chandler. Of course. Rest,
and we headed to see a movie with our friends.
I knew that too. I wish I predicted that. I knew that guy was Chandler before she even said it.
Chandler? Is the stupidest name I've ever heard in my life. It's not even a name. It's barely even a word.
Here's what I'm trying. What's going on in this? So she's an actress and he's a house husband. No one's working in this family. And they live. How are they doing this? No one has a job between the two of them. And they live, where do they live? In New York? And somehow they're not living in a box under a bridge. I can only assume that they have a friend who lets them record their TikToks in their apartment, and most of the time that they actually live under a bridge, because I don't know how she's an actress and he's a house husband. Oh, she's also a remote executive assistant.
Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody?
So there's a lot of questions to be asked there, but I also enjoyed how she clarified it's not a hickey, because she wanted to make sure. It's like, I'm not actually sleeping with this guy. Just so you know, she wanted to make that clear. As I said at the beginning, I don't think we need to watch anymore. I think we get the point. So we understand. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Because, as I said at the top, respect, you know, we talked about this in the past, the need for respect in a marriage for the man, you know. And of course, as a husband, you should respect your wife, obviously. But the needs are a little bit different, and it manifests itself in different ways. But often we talk about how the man needs to be respected in the marriage. And that's true. That's a need that the man needs to receive that respect. But it's also a need for the woman. Like, she needs to have that. She needs to be able to feel that respect for her own husband.
You are hairy like animal.
And if she doesn't, then the whole thing falls apart, because the respect is what is kind of the gasoline in the engine of the marriage that keeps it going. And there's just no way you can't respect that. A man who does not only does he not provide, he doesn't even contribute to providing for the family. There's no respect there. So they're all going to be divorced soon enough, but they're going to get their TikTok likes out of it. And then that's a great thing. So right now, you know, they could be influencers talking about house husband, and she can be the breadwinner, and then eventually they get divorced, and then they can kind of rebrand, and now she's the influencer talking about her life as a single woman in New York, and so it's very good. They've set up their whole career for years to come. Okay, good. That's it. I-S-B-C-T.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.